Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 46, Cultivating Radical Compassion Towards Self and Others. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into one of the most profound and transformative practices we can cultivate, radical compassion. In a world often marked by division, judgment, and disconnection, compassion offers a path forward. It's a way to break down walls, heal wounds, and rediscover the shared humanity that binds us all. But compassion isn't just about being nice or kind. It's about showing up for ourselves and others with authenticity, even when it feels uncomfortable. It's about holding space for imperfections and the imperfections of those around us. Radical compassion asks us to go beyond the surface level gestures and step into a deeper practice of love and understanding. Today, we'll unpack what it means to cultivate compassion, starting with ourselves. Because here's the truth, we can't truly offer compassion to others if we're constantly judging or criticizing our own selves. From there, we'll explore how compassion differs from empathy and why understanding this distinction is key to sustaining our emotional well-being. We'll also tackle the harder aspects of compassion, what it means to extend grace to those who challenge us or to approach conflict with kindness instead of anger. And of course, we'll connect this conversation to the spiritual roots of compassion. The Buddhist practice of metta, or loving kindness, teaches us that compassion is more than an individual act. It's a way of being that connects us to the collective, reminding us of our shared existence and deeper unity. Before we get started, a quick reminder. If you're enjoying these episodes and want to dive deeper into topics like this, make sure to check out the Metanoia Madness workbook. It's packed with exercises to help you cultivate compassion, navigate challenges, and grow in your personal and spiritual journey. You can download it for free at metanoiamadness.com by signing up for our email list. Now let's dive into this conversation with open hearts and minds. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, dealing with difficult people, or simply looking for ways to bring more kindness into your life, this episode is here to guide and inspire you. So let's get started. Compassion is often misunderstood as simply being kind or sympathetic, but it runs much deeper than that. It's the ability to recognize suffering, whether in yourself or others, and respond to it with care, empathy, and genuine desire to alleviate the pain. But what makes radical compassion unique is its willingness to embrace even the most challenging aspects of the human experience, including the parts of ourselves and others that are often hardest to love. At its core, radical compassion asks us to step out of judgment and into understanding. It's not about excusing harmful behavior or ignoring accountability. It's about recognizing that beneath every action, there's a story, a struggle, or a wound. When we practice radical compassion, we stop seeing others as good or bad and start seeing them as complex, multifaceted individuals who, like us, are doing their best with the tools they have. Let's start with self-compassion because this is where all compassion originates. Many of us have been conditioned to believe that being hard on ourselves is the path to improvement. We think that if we're not pushing ourselves relentlessly or highlighting every flaw, then we won't move forward. But the truth is, constant self-judgment creates a cycle of shame and self-doubt, while self-compassion builds resilience and foundation for genuine growth. Self-compassion doesn't mean letting yourself off the hook when you make mistakes. It means holding space for yourself to learn and grow without fear of being condemned. A leading researcher in this field, named Dr. Kristen Neff, outlined three core components of self-compassion, the first being self-kindness. Imagine how you treat a close friend who's struggling. You wouldn't criticize them. You'd offer words of encouragement and care. Self-kindness means extending the same grace to yourself. When you feel overwhelmed, pause and say, "I'm doing the best I can." It's okay to take a moment to breathe. The second, common humanity. Struggle and imperfection are universal experiences. When we're going through difficult times, it's easy to feel isolated, as if we're the only ones facing challenges. But self-compassion reminds us that everyone stumbles. Acknowledging this shared humanity helps us feel less alone and more connected. To practice self-compassion, we first need to become aware of our pain without being consumed by it. Mindfulness helps us observe our thoughts and emotions with curiosity rather than judgment, creating space for healing and self-acceptance. When we embrace self-compassion, something powerful happens. It begins to extend outward. The way we treat ourselves influences the way we treat others. If we approach our own flaws with kindness, we're more likely to approach the imperfections of others with understanding rather than criticism. Radical compassion starts with the self but doesn't end there. It radiates outward, creating ripples of empathy and connection in our relationships. Extending compassion to others can be challenging, especially when their actions hurt us. It's natural to feel defensive or angry in the face of conflict, but radical compassion invites us to look deeper. Instead of focusing solely on the surface behavior, we're encouraged to ask, what might this person have experienced that led them to act this way? This doesn't mean condoning harmful behavior or neglecting boundaries. Compassion and accountability can coexist. For example, if someone lashes out in anger, radical compassion might lead us to recognize their underlying pain or frustration. This understanding doesn't excuse the behavior, but it helps us respond from a place of empathy rather than retaliation. Why should we practice radical compassion, especially when it feels uncomfortable or counterintuitive? The answer lies in the transformative power. Compassion is the bridge that connects us, not only to others, but also to ourselves. It allows us to break down walls of division and fear, opening the door to healing, understanding, and growth. When we practice compassion, we free ourselves from the weight of judgment and resentment, creating space for peace and deeper connection. A critical aspect of radical compassion is letting go of the binary thinking that divides people into categories of good and bad. Human beings are complex. We're shaped by our experiences, wounds, and circumstances. By recognizing this complexity, we can hold space for understanding, even when someone's actions challenge us. This doesn't mean we have to agree or accept every behavior, but allows us to see ourselves as whole, imperfect, and worthy of compassion. Compassion comes alive not in grand outbursts, but in subtle everyday moments where we choose understanding over judgment, kindness over reaction. It's easy to think of compassion as an abstract ideal, but its power is the strongest when it becomes a living, breathing force in our lives. When we consciously decide to approach ourselves and others with an open heart, compassion transforms from a concept into a practice that shapes our days and deepens our connections. Imagine this. You wake up after a restless night, already feeling behind in the day. The temptation is to scold yourself for not getting enough done or not waking up earlier. But instead, you pause. You place your hand on your heart and you take a deep breath and you say to yourself, "It's okay. I'm doing my best." In that small moment, you've chosen self-compassion over self-criticism. This act of kindness toward yourself is where true compassion begins, by offering yourself the grace of being human. As we move through the day, opportunities for compassion arise constantly, often in subtle ways. Picture a coworker snapping at you during a meeting. The initial reaction might be defensiveness or irritation, but if you took a moment to consider their perspective, perhaps they're under pressure or dealing with something you can't see. When you respond with calmness and curiosity rather than anger, you're practicing compassion in action, not by excusing their behavior, but by choosing to see them through the lens of empathy. Compassion also invites us to listen, not just to respond, but to truly hear. In our fast-paced world, we often do rush through conversations, nodding along while our minds are elsewhere. Imagine sitting with a friend who's pouring their heart out about a difficult experience. Instead of offering advice or trying to fix their feelings, you lean in and you simply say, "I'm here for you." In that moment, you've given them the gift of presence, an act of compassion that speaks louder than any solution ever could. But what happens when compassion feels hard, especially with people who challenge us? This is where compassion requires courage. Let's say you're dealing with someone who constantly criticizes you. It's natural to want to defend yourself or shut them out entirely. Yet compassion asks us to look deeper. What pain or insecurity might be fueling this behavior? By stepping back and seeing them as a person with their own struggles, you create space for understanding rather than resentment. Compassion doesn't mean accepting mistreatment. It means approaching the situation with clarity and grace, knowing you can set boundaries without losing your empathy. Practicing compassion in action also involves recognizing our shared humanity. Every one of us carries wounds. Practicing compassion in action requires us to recognize our shared humanity. Every one of us carries wounds, fears, and dreams. when we see others as mirrors of ourselves, flawed yet striving, hurting yet hopeful, it becomes easier to approach them with kindness. Think of a stranger who cuts you off in traffic. Rather than reacting with anger, you might remind yourself that they're just trying to get somewhere just like me. This shift in perspective softens the edge of the daily frustration, reminding us that we're all navigating the complexities of life in our own ways. Compassion isn't always comfortable. It asks us to sit with discomfort, to face the parts of ourselves and others that are messy and imperfect. But it's in these moments of discomfort that compassion grows strongest. Take a moment to reflect. When was the last time you chose compassion over judgment? How did it feel to extend kindness even when it wasn't easy? These moments, though small, create ripples that extend far beyond the immediate act. They transform relationships, soften hearts, and bring a sense of peace to even the most turbulent situations. As we deepen our practice of compassion, we begin to notice its impact, not just on others, but on ourselves. When we choose to see the world through compassionate eyes, life feels less harsh, and our inner dialogue becomes gentler. We discover that compassion is not just a gift we gave to others. It's a healing force that brings balance and harmony to our own lives. Compassion isn't just a human trait. It's a spiritual practice, one that connects us to a deeper sense of unity and purpose. When we cultivate compassion, we align ourselves with a force greater than ourselves. It's in these moments of genuine empathy and care that we get a glimpse of the interconnectedness of all life. Compassion becomes not just an act of kindness, but a bridge that transcends our individual experiences, linking us to something universal. The Buddhist practice metta, or loving kindness meditation, beautifully illustrates this idea. In metta, we intentionally send goodwill and compassion to ourselves, then to loved ones, to acquaintances, and finally to all beings, even those we find difficult. The practice reminds us that the boundaries we create between self and others are illustrations. At our core, we all share the same desires: to be happy, to be safe, to be free from suffering. When we extend compassion, we honor our shared humanity and open ourselves to a profound sense of unity. Think about the last time you witnessed an act of pure compassion. Perhaps helping a stranger in need or offering comfort to someone in pain. Didn't it inspire you, even though you weren't directly involved? That's the spiritual essence of compassion at work. It uplifts not only those who give and receive, but also those who witness it. It's a reminder that compassion has a ripple effect, one that can shift the energy of a room, a relationship, and a community. Compassion also serves as a mirror, reflecting back the divinity within each of us. In Hindu philosophy, there's a concept called namaste, which translates to, "The divine in me honors the divine in you." This acknowledgement of the spirit within everyone is at the heart of compassion. When we approach others with this mindset, we stop seeing them as separate or other. Instead, we recognize that their joys and struggles are not so different from our own. But compassion, even as a spiritual practice, still isn't always easy. It asks us to move beyond the ego, beyond the instinct to protect ourselves or judge others. Let's say you're dealing with someone who hurts you deeply. The natural response might be anger or desire for revenge. But compassion invites us to look beyond the hurt and see the person beneath it. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but understanding that their behavior may come from their own pain or fear. In this way, compassion transforms from a passive feeling to an active choice, a choice to rise above and see the world through a lens of love. This spiritual perspective of compassion also extends to ourselves. Often we're quick to offer understanding to others while withholding it for ourselves. We judge our mistakes harshly, replaying them in our minds and wondering why we didn't do better. But if we can't extend compassion inward, how can we truly offer it to others? Imagine viewing your own struggles through the lens of love and kindness, recognizing that like everyone else, you're doing your best. This self-compassion isn't indulgence, it's the foundation from which all of our compassion grows. From a metaphysical perspective, compassion aligns us with the energy of the universe. Many spiritual teachings emphasize that what we give, we receive. When we emit compassion, we raise our own vibration, aligning ourselves with the energies of love, harmony, and unity. This creates a feedback loop. The more compassion we give, the more we feel it within ourselves. It's as if the universe responds to our acts of kindness by offering us the same in return. Compassion also opens the door to forgiveness, which is one of the most profound spiritual practices. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing harm. It means releasing ourselves from the burden of resentment. When we forgive, we free ourselves and others from the chains of the past, making space for healing and growth. This act of compassion, both for ourselves and others, is a gift that lightens the soul and aligns us with a deeper spiritual truth, that love, not fear or anger, is our truest essence. Compassion truly comes to life when it moves beyond being an internal feeling to become a force of change in the world. This isn't about grand gestures or dramatic moments, but about how we show up in everyday interactions and decisions. It's in the way we choose to live, not just how we think or feel. One way to ground compassion in action is by making it intentional. Start each day with a simple thought. How can I bring kindness into my interactions today? This intention doesn't need to be heavy or burdensome. It could mean offering a genuine compliment, sending an encouraging message, or simply holding space for someone who needs to vent. Small, consistent acts of kindness have cumulative impact, building connections and fostering positivity in unexpected ways. It's also worth mentioning the idea of compassion fatigue, which often arises when we give endlessly without replenishing our own emotional reserves. It's essential to balance compassion with self-awareness. Ask yourself, am I giving from a place of abundance, or am I depleting myself to meet others' needs? Recognizing this distinction ensures that your acts of compassion remain authentic and sustainable. When compassion is rooted in balance, it becomes a joy rather than a burden. In challenging moments, practicing compassion in a neutral way can be transformative. This means being present with someone's pain or struggle without feeling the need to fix it or take it on as your own. It's about offering support through listening and understanding rather than rushing to provide solutions. For example, when a friend shares frustration, simply saying, "I'm here for you and I understand how tough this is," can be far more impactful than trying to solve the problem itself. In difficult conversations, compassion allows us to move beyond our own perspectives and connect with the humanity of others. It doesn't mean agreeing with everyone, but recognizing that behind every opinion or behavior lies a shared experience of being human. This doesn't dilute your own beliefs, but strengthens your capacity for understanding, even in disagreement. Lastly, remember that compassion in action isn't about being perfect. There will be days when your patience runs thin or when showing compassion feels difficult. In these moments, remind yourself that compassion is a practice, not a performance. What matters is the intention to keep trying, to keep choosing kindness even when it feels challenging. As we come to the end of this episode, I want to leave you with a thought. Compassion is one of the most profound expressions of our humanity. It's a bridge that connects us to others. It heals our own wounds, and it's a light that guides us through our life's most challenging moments. When we embrace compassion, not just as a fleeting emotion, but as a way of living, we create ripples of kindness and understanding that extend far beyond ourselves. Remember, compassion starts within. The relationship you cultivate with yourself sets the tone for every other connection in your life. When you practice self-compassion, you're not only nurturing your own growth, but also creating a spring of kindness that naturally overflows into your relationship with others. It's through this balance of inward care and outward action that true compassion takes root. I encourage you to reflect on the moments this week when you have the opportunity to choose compassion, either toward yourself, a loved one, or even a stranger. These moments don't need to be grand. Sometimes the smallest acts of kindness have the most profound impact. As you make these choices, notice how they feel in your heart, how they deepen your sense of connection and purpose. Finally, if this episode resonates with you, please share it with someone who might benefit from these insights. Your support helps grow our community and ensures that these conversations reach those who need them the most. Don't forget to subscribe to Metanoia Madness on your favorite platform and leave a review and join the conversation on social media. Your stories and reflections inspire me, and I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. Keep choosing compassion for yourself and for others. Keep embracing the messiness of life with an open heart, and remember that even in your imperfect moments, you're deserving of love and kindness. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.